I remember the situation pretty clearly where I was just looking inside of the mirror and I realized I'm really not comfortable with my body shape, with how I'm looking, how I'm feeling. So I wanted to change something, and I was just following different YouTubers back then. Fitness YouTube wasn't really big in nutrition on all these platforms. So I was just following a simple low carb based diet, and I had pretty fast results. And the funny and impressive thing for myself was that I explored that not just my body shape changed, but also my mindset and how not just other people saw me, but how I saw the world. I became more self-confident and just felt better and greater and healthier inside of my body. And this is where actually my real journey as a nutritionist started, because then I thought, well, that has such an amazing impact on my own body. Why can I not just help other people with that?
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
It's fascinating to meet people who have achieved something in their lives, and then they go on and want to share it with others. And today's guest is no different. Marvin Plott is a nutritionist from Germany, and he went on a self-discovery journey when he wasn't happy with his shape. And that has morphed into a nutrition business where he helps clients online. Martin looks at what part stress plays in our life and in the choices that we make in the foods that we eat and how that plays out in our body shape. This is Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. Marvin Plott is from Less Stress Travel. How are you, Marvin?
Hey, Anne, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're most welcome. I'm always interested in health and healthy living. So what's been your progress to date? Because you weren't always in this field, were you?
No, I wasn't. Basically, my journey started there when I was studying law in Germany. So I'm from Germany. And through these studies, I had the opportunity to go to Spain. And in Spain, I remember the situation pretty clearly where I was just looking inside of the mirror and I realized I'm really not comfortable with my body shape, with how I'm looking, how I'm feeling. So I wanted to change something. And I was just following different YouTubers back then. Fitness YouTube wasn't really big in nutrition on all these platforms. So I was just following a simple low-carb based diet. And I had pretty fast results. And the funny and impressive thing for myself was that I explored that not just my body shape changed, but also my mindset and how not just other people saw me, but how I saw the world. I became more self-confident and just felt better and greater and healthier inside of my body. And this is where actually my real journey as a nutritionist started, because then I thought, well, that has such an amazing impact on my own body. Why can I not just help other people with that? So I switched. I finished my degree in law, and then I immediately started to study nutrition. I just finished my degree. And during this whole studies of almost 3 years of nutrition, I was living in just recently in San Francisco, where I'm at right now recently, of my travels, and was working together with an expert on stress management. He's a practitioner, functional medical practitioner, and taught me a lot of things about handling your stress. I was beside my studies, I was already teaching my first clients online, helped them to reduce fat. But I never felt really like fulfilled with what I was doing. So my intention was basically, I was always looking for something more meaningful. And while I was working at this gym here in San Francisco and working together with my mentor, I realized that so many people are struggling with stress and they don't have it under control, what they're actually eating. And there's a lot of things what people don't be aware of when it comes down to actually handle your stress through the right food choices we can make. And so I thought, well, this is really something I have a passion for myself about, because I struggled myself with stress and figured it out with working together with my mentor, by doing a blood test, by analyzing basically that my, for example, my cholesterol level was completely low. And there's just the simple things what I learned and what I picked up in the last 1.5 years, what I want to provide right now to other people, especially young adults in my life. Yeah, to help them to basically manage their stress better through the food and supplement choices you're making right now. And this is how I got into this business.
Right. Well, thank you. That was a very comprehensive introduction to yourself. And it's amazing that you have been able to find what you're passionate about at such a young age.
Yeah. Well, it took me a while, actually. But yeah, I'm 27 right now, so just started. But again, I coached over almost 200 clients right now, so I'm coming with kind of experience in this field as well.
Is all stress the same? I mean, are there different types of stresses, or does all stress impact the body the same way, I suppose I'm saying?
I know what you mean. So I would basically answer this question by saying that the level of stress is always the same. It can be very different. And it's different when we talk about a little bit of stress, especially in the morning when you wake up, when you have a certain cortisol level. It's very important to actually get you going, to activate your whole body system. Basically, the problem what most people are doing is that they overdo it with stress and they don't even realize it, because our body is a pretty smart system and get used to pain and stress and whatever you are dealing with out there. So that's the big part. What I'm focusing on is to figuring, actually making people aware of how much stress they actually have without even realizing that. And the blood test is a good way to figure that out.
Right.
Yeah.
Can anyone get this blood test, or is this a special one?
It's basically, it totally depends where you are and what you at and where you at. But you should have access to, in different countries, to the system. What I'm offering basically is I'm working together with a company which provides these services, and working together with specific different labs and companies around the globe. So normally every person has to have the access to the blood test, but always check in with your doctor, and you might as well also get the possibility to not paying thousands of dollars for that. So it's actually affordable.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it called anything in particular?
I was working here together in America with a company called Quest Diagnosis. But if you are looking it up for blood tests in the country you're living in, pretty easily you should find different options.
Right. So what do we do when we get stressed? Is that when you're suggesting that we make bad eating choices?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of things what actually is going wrong. The first thing what we have to understand is that our body is a very, very sensitive holistic system. Everything is connected with each other. So you cannot just focusing on one simple thing and saying like you have everything under control. The good thing and the good news is with food, this is one thing what we always can have under control. But we might not be able to change our relationship or our job, which is stressful as well. But the food choices we are making, we have influence on. So I just wanted to mention that before, that everybody understands that it's not just food what it's causing the stress, but it's an important factor. But to answer your question, what I would say is that a huge problem people have is they are overeating with carbohydrates these days, especially processed carbohydrates, and that causes a lack of magnesium inside of our bodies. And magnesium is super sensitive to the stress level you have. So you can imagine, as more stress you have through eating more carbohydrates, as more you will lose in magnesium. The reason for that is pretty simple, because the body needs magnesium to actually process those carbohydrates. So that is, and when you have to have in mind that 41% of all the reactions inside of our body are magnesium dependent. So that's an important thing. What I would recommend, definitely getting your magnesium levels up with the right supplementation of magnesium.
Well, that's really, really, really interesting. So I suppose what you've studied is the effects of food on our bodies, and you've come up with the ketogenic diet that you follow.
I would recommend, or I suggest it as a mixture between a ketogenic and almost a carnivore diet. So there's a spectrum between ketogenic, which means like your carbohydrate intake level is certainly around not more than 20 grams of carbohydrates each day, and then to the extreme end where you have a raw carnivore diet, which basically means just eating meats or organ meats, and this in a raw form. This is an extreme end. My suggestion is right in between. So I want to, because I'm always thinking about a long-term shift for my clients, that means that we think, okay, if you do 80-90% of your diet, you do that right, and you're focusing and you know what you're doing, meaning a ketogenic to a carnivore diet, that is fine. But you also should be flexible, so that has a long-term, so you can do this diet actually in a long-term way. You know what I mean? Like, this is just a way to making sure that people are actually following this long-term, because most people out there and clients I was working with, they are not ready to do a raw, just meat-based diet. Even though based on their blood and hair tests, it might be the best way to do that and to do that to get rid of diseases and stress they're dealing with. But I just picking up people where they are and where they need to be picked up. And some people are ready to do a huge shift out of the sudden because they're dealing with diseases like cancer or whatever you're dealing with. But most people, they just need the right individualized diet for themselves and for their lifestyle they're living.
Ah, thank you. I heard you mention raw in there. Are you talking about raw meat?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yes. It's just such an important thing to understand that whenever you cook something, it gets basically broken down. The protein, I'm talking about the protein right now, and the fat structure inside of the meat or whatever it is. You can do the same gameplay with eggs or whatever you want to call it. It's just not that best absorbable when it's basically burned and broken down. So it's raw, better as raw the product is. And we are talking obviously about a high quality, grass-fed, organic product. As better you will get the nutrients out of this product, and that's obviously the best way to provide your body with the nutrients that needs to handle the stress.
Okay. Thanks for explaining that. And the ketogenic diet also restricts sugar intake, is that correct?
Yes. It's a specific number. Most people would say it's not more than 20 grams of carbohydrates each day. But some people are more strict with that. And then you have differences in the carbohydrate choices you are making as well. So there's a difference if you would eat, for example, a few blueberries versus a banana, because the banana pikes up your blood sugar way faster because of the glycemic index than blueberries, for example, would do. So there are differences also what you have to have in mind when it comes down when you want to eat a little bit carbohydrates in your diet.
You're covering all fruit as well as all processed food in carbohydrates.
Basically, yes. But what I call it is, we call it harm reduction. So that means, let's just say someone loves to eat a cookie, and we all do, right? And sometimes. And then you have this cookie, and we want to bring him from or her from a cookie down to some spinach. It's still carbohydrates, but way less toxic and way less problematic for your body. But some people might not be ready to go from directly from a cookie to a spinach. So what I would do is going from a cookie maybe down to a banana, which still contains sugars, but it has enzymes, it has minerals, it has vitamins, it has life inside of it. Then the next step down would be probably from banana to some blueberries. From some blueberries, you could go down to some red bell pepper, and then you go down to the green vegetables. So it always depends where people at and how much are they ready to do a shift inside of their diet.
Right. Well, that's really interesting, and it's a good way to explain it, to gradually progress over. I see you've also mentioned about it not only makes a difference to your weight, it makes a difference to other parts of you as well, benefits you in other ways. Can you just explain that a little bit?
Of course. So what I'm focusing a lot about, and I mentioned it already, the animal products in the ketogenic diet. There's a reason why I'm providing this type of diet. And the main reason for that is the major role of cholesterol inside of our body. So we have to understand the correlation between stress and cholesterol inside of our body. When you look at cholesterol, it's basically the basic substance to produce your sexual hormones like estrogen or testosterone, as well as pre-vitamin D, and as well, and this is important, your stress hormone itself. Now, the problem with the overloading of stress you have right now is inside of our system and inside of our industry is when you have more and more stress, your body will always produce these stress hormones before it would produce your sexual hormones. And that's a problem because I just want to explain that before I get to the problem, because our brain is still wired on survival mode from our evolution. So it's always going to produce stress and stress hormones, which in solution, it will lead to higher loss of magnesium as well, because when you have a lot of stress inside of your body will provide a lot of energy because we're still thinking a lion or a tiger or whatever is chasing us and we have to run right now as fast as possible to survive. So this is another way to look at that and see, okay, this is a huge problem we are having. And on top of that, we are not producing enough of our sexual hormones, which can not just lead in, obviously, when we talk about testosterone, for example, especially for men, that we have problems with growing muscle or losing body fat, but also our whole system is just not working right. And when you're constantly under stress, your digestive system is not working right. Your whole hormonal system is just totally messed up. And we need to provide that with the right supplements and the right diet. So the solution basically for that, to circle it up here a little bit, is first getting a right supplement of magnesium. Secondly, have the right type of diet, which should be, in my opinion, for most of the people, fat-based, moderate protein and low-carb diet. And third, and this is a insider tip I want to share, is as well getting rid of unbounded iron inside of your body. To explain that a little bit more, there are different forms of iron. So I want to make it short, but there are different forms of iron. So when iron is bounded on a protein inside of meat, then it's safe when it's inside of our body. But unfortunately, the industry is adding a lot of unbounded and iron to grain-based products, especially cereals. They're actually very disgusting videos when you type in on YouTube iron inside of grains and cereals. You will find some shocking truth about that. And the problem with that is that accumulates in our liver, mostly because iron is a heavy metal and the liver tries to get rid of out of that. The problem with that is when the iron is inside of our liver cells, it stays there and that makes the liver not functioning well. In conclusion, what happens is that the liver is not producing enough cholesterol for our body. So we need even more cholesterol coming in inside of our diet. And this was one mistake what I did when I was eating a almost vegetarian, not even vegan diet for my life, because I thought my liver, I'm healthy, I'm just 26, 25 years old, my liver has to be functioning well, everything is fine, but my liver was not fine at all. It was just overloaded with iron. Because I had a lot of stress, as more stress you have, unfortunately, more iron goes inside of your body. On top of that, I was eating the wrong type of diet, and then my liver wasn't ready to produce enough cholesterol. So in conclusion, my testosterone level was all the time very low, and I had problems with erectile dysfunction and growing enough muscle mass inside of my body and just feeling, yeah, great and energetic. And as soon as I made this shift inside of my diet and handled my stress better through the food choices I made, that changed completely. So I can just, if somebody has any type of problems, also iron is super related to inflammation problems some people might have inside of their gut, inside of their body in general. So if you want to get rid of your iron, the best way what you can do is actually donating blood. Donating blood is the only way to get rid of this heavy metal inside of your body. Then, of course, again, like have the right diet and supplement with the right type of magnesium. That will really, really help.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's really valuable information that you've shared today. And you basically have a laptop business, don't you? Because you've started traveling around the world and you're able to service your clients from anywhere. So how do people get in touch with you, Marvin?
So the best way right now, because I'm just starting to grow more in my online presence, is to write me an email to lessstresstravel@gmail.com. People can write me an email if you have any questions about further information. I'm very happy to share that. Also, what I want to share is very soon, in 1.5 weeks, I will start free coaching for people for around 2 months with one-on-one consultation with me. You can reach out to me. You can ask any questions. And my goal is with that to really, really help you to handle your stress, to get a little bit better relationship with the food you are taking, and really feeling the benefits over these 2 months to handle your stress better and making the right choices. So please feel free to reach out. I'm happy to help you. I want to create as much value as possible. And that's the best way what you can do. Also, you can follow me on Instagram if you're interested a little bit more in my travel posts I'm posting over there. I'm also going live there to promote more information about everything what I'm talking about. So these are two things what I can recommend right now for now.
All right. And I'll put the link to your Instagram page on the post to do with this podcast show, Marvin. But thanks very much. It's been a really interesting and valuable talk. I hope my listeners have enjoyed listening to you. All the best with your new laptop business, free coaching. That's a great bonus. And we can all learn to handle our stress better. And we hope to catch up with you again with Less Stress Travel.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Anne, for having me today.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.